You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Anthony Kastrovince and Phil Rogers.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovince, joined by Phil Rogers, and talking about a Twins team that in last place in the AL Central after a decent start for them. They kind of, you know, repaired that rotation in the offseason, but not all those moves have worked out. Phil, what have you made of the Twins this season? Do you see some growth there as they've gone?
Well, I you definitely look around and you can see, some growth. Some of the players, Brian Dozier, for instance, has really kind of come along and added a bat to the lineup. But we get back to the basics, and that's Joe Mauer. And, you know, the fact that Joe Mauer on the disabled list and still not really that big RBI bat that he was signed to be. I know it's kind of a downer to think about this guy that is such a good athlete, you know, such a good face for the franchise, but they just need to get some more production out of him in the second half.
We're joined now by Rhett Bollinger, MLB.com's Minnesota Twins beat writer. Rhett, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, your impressions of All-Star Week, where Target Field got its great close-up. How did you think everything went there? How did you enjoy the experience as well, just being kind of embedded there in Minnesota and knowing how excited everybody was there?
I thought it went really well. You know, I covered the one last year in New York as well, and New York had kind of gotten lost in the shuffle, such a big city, you know. But nice in Minneapolis, it's kind of more of a smaller city. Downtown, most of the events were all kind of close by each other. So it's fun to be able to, you know, walk from, Fan Fest over to, you know, all the events, even on the day of the All-Star game, the big red carpet parade right through the city. It was hard to miss. There were banners everywhere. I thought everything went well. You know, Sunday was pretty well attended, you know, for the Futures game and all that. A little bit of rain on Monday kind of dampened the derby a little bit, but the game itself, it was great. Obviously, we had the Jeter stuff. It was awesome. It was cool for Twins fans to see Glenn Perkins get that save in the ninth, Kurt Suzuki back there. I thought that really it went well. The game went really well. I thought All-Star Week went well. I think really it was a success.
Yeah, I agree. And, to your point about the Futures game, you know, we go to a lot of these, and that might have been the best attended Futures game I've been to. I haven't seen how the numbers compare, but I don't know. I looked up in the upper deck. There were people all over the place. And that kind of brings us to our next question. Talk about Alex Meyer, who comes in that game. I believe he got, three outs on, four or five pitches. The future looked bright as far as that guy goes. He's a big, imposing right-hander. Any expectation for him, Rhett, in the second half? You think we'll see him up at the big league level?
Definitely a chance. Obviously, he said in that game he was great. Only threw four pitches, throwing 97 miles per hour. The guy throws really hard. It's a good breaking ball. He didn't even show off in that game. I think there's a chance, but the biggest thing right now is the Twins are being cautious with him. Last year he had a shoulder injury, so this year he's only been throwing on 90 pitches per start, and there's a chance even they could shut him down at the end of the year. So for him, it's kind of 50-50 right now. I mean, he's got the stuff. He could be up here. But it's whether or not the Twins want to bring him up here and actually have him be a full-time starter if they can really handle him only throwing 90 pitches every outing. That'd be kind of tough in the bullpen. So it's one of those things where they're going to kind of try to figure that out soon. I think Trevor May, another top prospect who was supposed to be in the Futures game before he got hurt and Meyer replaced him, I think, right now is a better chance of coming up than Meyer right now.
Yeah, yeah. And Meyer, I know, I mean, he's had somewhat uneven results here this year. I know he had a tough stretch in June, but I'm sure a lot of that's just trying to work on that secondary stuff, that changeup in particular.
Exactly, yeah. And June was kind of rough. He didn't really get out of the third inning very often in that month. I had some trouble getting deep into games. But, yeah, I mean, his stuff is great, and that's the big thing right now, his changeup. He learned how to throw a different one in spring training, so it's kind of been kind of a learning experience for him. Because if he can get that changeup going, that gives him a valuable third pitch. And he could be a very, very good starter in the majors. So it's one of those things where once he gets that changeup under control, once they make sure that his shoulder's, you know, perfectly healthy, which it has been, and kind of monitor him, I think he's going to be a big part of their future. I just don't know if it's going to be this year or not.
Right. Another guy, you know, everyone's got their eyes on Byron Buxton down the system, and he, it sounds like his results have started to come along at the plate. What do you hear about him and his development after, after missing so much time with the injury?
Yeah, I heard, one big thing about him was just the rust of it, you know. Obviously, he missed so much time. You know, in March, he got the injury, was out 2 months, hurt it again, was out another 2 months. He's been swinging the bat a lot better recently. Sounds like there's a good chance he could be back up to Double-A sometime soon. He did get hit on a hand by a pitch the other day. But the good news was it was the other hand. It wasn't the one that was bothering him before. And he's just, you know, it's just a minor injury. It's nothing major. There's kind of the same thing, being cautious with him. But, yeah, it was a really good sign to see him swinging the bat well, because obviously the Twins know he can. I think everyone's seen his numbers the last few years. But definitely a good sign that he's kind of knocked off some of that rust.
Yeah. I mean, hit 500 in one stretch, won the Twins Player of the Week, went 12 for 24 in one stretch. That'll get some attention. You know, Rhett, a guy who has not been hitting 500 over any recent stretches is Josh Willingham, but I have to imagine there's still some temptation in the market for a guy like that, a power bat. Obviously, you know, he's nearing free agency, so the Twins might have some motivation to move him. Are you getting any sense that, you know, in the next, we only got a little over a week left before the trade deadline, are you getting any sense that there might be some hits on Josh?
I think there could be. I mean, right, he definitely has kind of struggled a little bit this year, and obviously last year he did too with his knee injury. This year, really, he got hit on the wrist early in the year and really hasn't found his power stroke yet. But, I mean, the guy definitely has a history of that. And the guy, you know, is last year of a deal that's paying him $7 million this year, so I'm sure the Twins would probably be willing to eat some of it too if they had to, if they could get a better prospect, just because it's not that much money the rest of the season, the rest of the way. I could see that being a move. Same with another veteran guy in the last year of his deal, Kevin Correa, who pitched again recently, not as well as he had in recent starts. But I think those are probably the two biggest trade chips. I think they're definitely going to be listening on Willingham for sure.
What about Morales? Where do they fit with him, you know, beyond this season? What do you think their plans are with him?
That's going to be a tough one. I mean, he could also maybe be traded. I would be a little more surprised. His agent, Scott Boras, met with some reporters at the All-Star game and told reporters that he thinks that Morales loves it in Minnesota and actually be open to sticking around long-term. So you never know, you know, how much to buy into that, but that he did say that, and Morales does like it here. It's just one of those things the Twins really want, a full-time DH, a guy that really can't play much of anything other than part-time first base. When they already have Joe Mauer and they've got a bunch of guys, you know, coming up in the future that could maybe see some time at DH here, and there are guys like Kenny's Vargas, who's in the, you know, futures game is a first baseman that really might have to be end up being a full-time DH if he's a major league player just because of Mauer at first. And obviously, you know, Sano, another big-time prospect who's still trying to figure out if he can stay at third base or if he'll have to move to the outfield or first base or DH some. So I don't know if the Twins really want to lock into anything too long-term with Kendrys. So we'll see, because there's still a chance he could also be traded too. Obviously, he's in the last year of this deal that he signed a couple months ago. So he's out there. And, you know, Kurt Suzuki, the catcher, too, is another guy in the last year. You know, he signed a one-year deal. Those are kind of the four big guys that have been kind of mentioned as potential trade pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to your point, I mean, it's a tough environment to lock in with a guy who does not have a position. Just we've seen how much teams like to use that spot for versatility, and they might have to dedicate more time for Mauer at that spot, given the injury issues he's endured. What's the latest on Joe and you know, his recovery and his timetable?
Well, he's back on the field finally, throwing the ball around, getting some ground balls, that kind of thing. But he still is bothered by it enough that when he coughs or that kind of thing, that he still feels it. So they're trying to wait on him a little bit before he starts swinging the bat. But once he starts swinging the bat, which should be pretty soon, get through the routine there, kind of hitting off the tee, that kind of thing, taking some flips, that kind of thing. He'll, you know, he'll go on a rehab assignment, I'm guessing, to kind of get back in the flow of things. So he shouldn't be too far off, just because he's already on the field doing some baseball activity. But it's just a matter of his oblique injury fully going away before they really want to risk anything and have him swinging the bat and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like, I mean, Mauer's a guy we know about the stuff that's reported, and then it seems like there's always been so much going on with him behind the surface, you know. I'm sure his body took a lot of abuse all those years behind the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy was always, you know, back there as a catcher dealing with, you know, obviously being behind the plate that much, taking foul tips. Obviously, the big foul tip off his mask is what kind of ended his career back there. But, yeah, I mean, catchers are always getting beat up. It always amazes me. Even the guy like Kurt Suzuki this year, how many games he's caught and how much he's played, because they're always dealing with something. So it's one of those things where I think the Twins were very hopeful that, you know, Mauer being out from under the plate, you know, and being at first base, we'll be able to have a little more power, be able to be a little more healthy, maybe even hit a little bit better. You know, obviously, he's a great hitter regardless, but sure enough, for whatever reason this year, none of that's happened really. You know, obviously, he hasn't really hit well at all. He's heating up there before that oblique injury, which is just kind of one of those fluky things that kind of came out of nowhere. He also had a back injury that cut him off for a few games earlier in the season. So he still had his problems here with some of those, you know, injuries. So, yeah, the Twins are definitely going to try to be careful about him in the future, maybe DH him a little bit more here and there. But, yeah, at some point, they got to make sure this guy stays healthy, because he's obviously a huge part of this team. and, you know, is their best player when he's healthy. And so far this year, he just has not been at all.
Yeah, it was a shame that he wasn't in a position, you know, statistically and physically to represent the Twins on that All-Star stage. Obviously, still served as a great ambassador that week, but, you know, dealt with so much physically. So it's been tough to watch. But we'll see what happens with the Twins here with the trade deadline coming up, and we'll see how those young kids develop. I want to thank Rhett Bollinger for joining us. This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.